It's 2019, people, which means that we now have the most complete electoral roll in history so far at 96.8%. We're such overachievers. Just have a moment of national pride there over that. 96.8% of Australians enrolled to vote. We also have the highest youth enrolment rate Australia has ever seen. An estimated 88.8% of eligible 18 to 24-year-olds will be lining up for a democracy sausage on May the 18th. Or maybe they'll be pre-polling, but either way, they're going to be voting. It turns out the kids are all right. Phil Dyack is from the Australian Electoral Commission. He joins me now. Phil, welcome.
Thank you.
Were you surprised at the uptake in enrolments?
Well, we were very pleased. We hoped that we would get more in the final rush the last week before the close of rolls, and we did get out of the nearly 100,000 additions to the roll. About 70,000 of those were in the 18 to 24 age group, so that was very good.
That's incredible. How much of a difference did the marriage equality survey have on that enrolment rate?
Look, it's been a progressive push up because that moved the percentage rate up to 88.6%, a similar number enrolled just before the marriage survey, with and as well young people in that mix as well. Again, two-thirds, three-quarters of those that enrolled. And it's bumped up again, which is great. And that gives us about 1.7 million people that are aged between 18 and 24 voting at this election.
So who are the remaining 3.2% of Australians not enrolled to vote? I mean, it's really, given international standards, it's small, but still, it exists. Who are they and what are they doing?
Look, we don't definitively know who they all are, but we have some pretty good ideas. There are, and by the way, that equates to about 500,000 people, which is down in absolute numbers from 1.4 million in 2010. Even though the overall population in enrolments got bigger over time. There's always people overseas who let their enrolment lapse, and there are rules about holding on to your enrolment when you are overseas for an extended period of time. So that's sort of one group. And then, of course, I guess there are just other folk who are very hard to reach, and they are. There's a bit of an X factor about that. But we do use data to try and match, and we in fact did that in the run-up to the election. We sent out about 400,000 texts, emails, other communications to, in a sort of a broad brush, hope of getting those people to get on the roll.
Why are youth enrolment rates lower than the general population in general? I mean, this is not a new fact, but why is that the case?
Look, it's always been the case. So it seems to be the younger you are, the less likely you are to enrol. Over the time that I've worked on several elections, there is the new cohort coming through. You know, the 18 to 19-year-olds, over 400,000 of them that were, you know, 15 or 16 at the time of the 2016 election. And we do get quite a number of them on the roll with direct enrolment these days. But there is a gap, and people tend to like to leave things to the last minute. And it's that new cohort getting on the roll that, you know, they took advantage of the marriage survey. They took advantage of the final period before the close of rolls. But still, they do travel at a lower enrolment rate than the general population.
Phil, I've got to ask you before I let you go. You say I've been doing this for a while. I think I've been talking to you literally since the start of my career covering politics. How many years have you been working at the Electoral Commission?
Election number six, and it's still always a great event to be involved in.
How much do you love it?
I really do like it. It's Australia's largest logistical event. It's so full of interest and issues. So perhaps we're sort of on the flip side of the coin of the media in that regard, getting involved with the running of a wonderful, big Australian event.
Yeah, it's exciting. Hey, Phil, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.